podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Listen to this note from, we're changing all the names in this story. The main cast of characters will be David and Amber, we're going to call them. Hey, Dom, longtime listener, first-time emailer. I'm in an interesting situation. I thought it could be a good topic for Five Calls Says It All. I was with my former girlfriend for 8 years. However, she passed away about 2.5 years ago at the young age of 31. I'm 33 now. I haven't dated anyone since. But over the last few weeks, I've been seeing somebody, and we're going to call her Amber, all right? We first connected a few weeks ago after a softball game and have spent time together ever since, and she's amazing. I didn't think I would ever be able to get close to anybody ever again, but I have. She makes me feel special and wonderful. Here's the twist, though. She just told me this past weekend that there was a guy she connected with on Facebook that she dated 13 years ago. She broke it off with him back then because he was a bit of a playa and she didn't want to get played. Well, I guess this guy told her on Facebook, quote, "I've always wondered what could have been if you hadn't left me," end quote. And I guess she's been wondering the same thing over the years. They're supposed to meet here in Denver in September. And I told her that I think it would be a good idea to see him to make sure there are no feelings, because I know that you can't move on if there are still feelings. She still wants to date me and even wants to commit to a relationship with me, but yet she wants to see this guy in a few months. I asked if there's a possibility that they could get back together, and she said she didn't know and wouldn't know until they see each other. I really like this girl, actually starting to love this girl, but it's hard to wrap my mind around the idea of being with her now when in 2 months she's going to see this guy and who knows what'll happen. I love the fact that she was honest and upfront about the situation, but I just don't know what to do. I don't want to get hurt again, especially after losing someone 2.5 years ago. I hope this makes sense and was hoping you could bring this topic on your show. David.
All right, David.
I want to give him a big hug.
Well, he opened the door for her. He said, go for it. Go do it. He's so against it, speak up, man.
Here's why I think he did that, because that's the part that I kind of skimmed over the first time I read this email. Mm-hmm. I think he's doing that because he's guarded. He didn't realize he would love again after losing this woman 2 years ago. I don't think he realized that this would happen to him again. So I think that's like his safety mechanism, like pushing her away, mm-hmm. even though he's falling in love with her. Mm-hmm. And I think this girl, this Amber character, mm-hmm. is a piece of work for she in the I hate the saying, but she wants to have her cake and eat it too. And I don't think that's cool at all that she's like, oh yeah, it's gonna be 2 months and I'm gonna, you know, just see if I have feelings for this guy. How dare you?
So I guess what David is asking is, does he go ahead and get into a relationship with her now, continue to go out with her when in 2 months she could decide that this old flame will be her new flame?
Right.
Does he just wait until, do you go ahead and go out with her now, or do you just wait until after the big meeting in September?
It's his chance to really woo her and impress her and give it his all. Why not? Just have fun dating.
But how come she shouldn't be chasing him? You know, you're saying woo her. How come she's not wooing him? If you went out with a woman and
she
said,
might be.
Hey, in 2 months, just so you know, I've got a date planned and I'm not going to give it up, and he might be the one for me, so...
I wish I was in that position. I'm joking. I'm happily married.
I can't.
You have as much fun as you can for 2 months.
Right. And then you know.
No, I'm not saying.
And you have more fun. That's ridiculous.
He wants a Five Call Says It All. Are you guys game?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is Amber playing him? Should he just tell her to get lost? Or should he just go ahead and go out with her for the next 2 months and then see what happens when this old love
just
comes
woo her.
To town?
Woo the pants off her.
Literally.
He's in love.
Bunch of guys on the phone, I'll tell you that. Guys want to sound off. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning to you. So what are you telling David?
Well, you guys were talking yesterday about ultimatums. Mm-hmm. And, excuse me, that's basically what she's doing in a roundabout way.
Is she?
Well, that's the way that I perceive it, is because basically, hey, I'm going to go see this guy regardless of anything. And, hey, if I don't like what I see, you just sit back, mm-hmm. wait for me, and then maybe I'll come back to you.
Right.
So she's just dating.
I don't know that that technically is an ultimatum, but I see what you're saying. But you know what? She's being honest. Do you give her points for that?
No, no.
No points
Why?
For that.
No. Yeah.
No points.
Nope.
No
well,
point.
David said, go do it, though. He said, go do it.
He told her to.
I also understand his situation with being hurt.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no.
So what are you telling him to do? Just move on?
Speak up?
Oh, dude, kick her to the curb.
Okay.
Yeah. Whoa, just kick her to the curb.
All right.
Look. Violence isn't the answer, but.
I think a kick to the curb is.
actually
against
goes
women.
Up.
Come on,
I
fellas.
Think kicking to the curb is one of our choices here. So, Mike, thank you for your vote, buddy.
All right, very well. Have a great day, guys.
See you, man. Well.
She is saying, hey, this guy is number one, and you're number two. David.
But she doesn't know that he's number one.
She's saying,
yet.
I don't know what he is.
Well, but
she just said he was here first, is what she's saying.
First. One. First. Number one. What's
Not
first?
Yet.
What number is first?
He still could be a player.
What number is that?
Let's move on. Here's
I'm going to kick you.
Here's Boris. Hello, Boris.
Good morning, guys.
What do you say?
I agree with Mike, but not maybe as strong kicker to the curb.
No, what do you say?
Well, I say
throw her overboard.
He needs to let her go and see how she feels about it, because she's kind of breaking his heart with this, and so he should check her feelings and kind of say, well, you know, maybe come up with a story of his past girlfriend and something that he's going to see.
Play the game.
Yes, yeah, play the death card.
The girls do that.
No, I tell you what, though, so are you saying let her go, and then after September, if things don't work out, could he start going out with her again, or should he never go out with her again?
Well, I think once she tastes how he feels, if it's natural, their relationship, and they really have feelings, I think it won't be more than a week that they're going to start drawing back together and just forget about that other guy.
Yeah, but September, but September's right around the corner, Boris.
And this other guy could be great.
He could be, but she might realize what she's losing out or could be losing out on when David turns around.
All right, buddy. Listen, we got your vote, so thank you for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right, man.
Bye, Boris.
If you love something, set it free. If it doesn't come back to you, it was never yours to begin.
Did you just make that up yourself?
I did.
Thought a day calendar.
Just now.
Here's Gordon. Hello, Gordon.
Good morning.
What are we saying to David?
Well, originally I was going to go kick her to the curb, but then I started thinking about it. I thought, well, he's got 2 months. And I thought, well, maybe he should go halfway. Date her for the first, you know, I don't know how long they've been dating already, but I would continue to date her and see if it grows any stronger than it already is. And if it does, then give her the ultimatum. Say, hey, I care for you. I like you. We're getting along great. If you choose to go out with this guy, I'm going to have to let you go. Simple as that. I'll never be around again.
That's pretty good.
Do you think she would sneak off to see this guy then just on the sly?
I have no idea. Women are pretty sneaky sometimes, but yeah, that would be.
You got that right, buddy.
That would definitely be something I'd be watching for. You know, and the thing is, if you don't have trust, then you don't have a relationship anyway.
She doesn't need to be sneaky.
We know she's honest, at least to a certain degree, because she told him up front about this. All right, so you're saying go ahead and keep dating her and see how things go.
Yep.
I'm glad you called, Gordon. Have a good day.
You too.
All right.
They're not exclusive, are they?
Are we
exclusive? In love.
Does he need to have the exclusive talk?
Here's Aaron on the line. Aaron, before we talk to you, I'm going to go back, Jeremy, and answer your question because in his letter, he said.
Well, is it according to him?
He said, she still wants to date me and even wants to commit to a relationship with me.
Uh-huh.
That means exclusive.
She wants to, but they haven't yet. They haven't had the exclusive talk.
Aaron, what do you think about this? Let's hear a woman's point of view besides Emily's.
Good morning. I think that relationships are difficult and there's no way to know whether you're going to end up with someone. We hear about people who get married and then someone meets someone 5 years later and they get divorced. I think it's important for him to be honest with her and tell her how he feels. I don't know how long they've been together.
Weeks. They've only gone out for weeks.
Yeah, they've only gone out for weeks. And I think the reality is when we start dating someone, we think that all of a sudden we're going to get married and live happily ever after. But every relationship has a different definition. And it might be that this relationship has the definition of, hey, there's this other guy and I'm going to be honest about it. So he just needs to know that if he moves forward. And I think it's okay for him to move forward because the reality of any situation when you've been dating someone for weeks is that there might be another guy that comes along.
Right. Now, let me cut to the chase here. Are you saying that he should continue to go out with her?
I think that he should continue to go out with her.
All right.
But be honest with himself about
right.
the reality of the situation and mm-hmm. be honest with her about the way he feels,
right.
whether it be today or in 2 months from now.
And then very cry. Good. And then you should cry.
Right.
Aaron, thank you for being on the show. I appreciate your thoughts.
Sure.
He's kind of jumping into the deep end of the pool right off the bat after a couple weeks,
well,
isn't he?
Kind of, but it's been 2.5 years. He has been alone for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
So right. I don't know if you can consider that
maybe.
Jumping. When you meet somebody you really like, you know right
after,
away.
Exactly. Yeah. 2 weeks, really. No, you can be exclusive after 2 weeks.
And it's not just 2 weeks. He's calling it a few weeks. It could be a month or
Look
so.
Look at it from her point of view, too. Is she worried about the baggage that he's bringing? This whole death thing, and maybe he still has feelings.
Why are
feelings
you fixating on that? No, he's just, no.
Well, you don't know.
I don't think that
he's got. That's
to
a
do
big
it.
Chunk of. That's a lot of baggage to
I
check.
Don't think
but it, no, I mean he's sensitive. He's gone through the motions of the ocean.
He's just
open.
Saying I don't want to get hurt what? Again like that, and right. I can appreciate that.
Don't hurt me like that.
Yeah. All right. So guess what? It's 2-2. Kick to the curb. 2 votes. Keep dating her. 2 votes. Kate, what do you think?
I think that he should yeah. stop seeing her just. Because he shouldn't set himself up to be hurt. I mean, that's a
yeah,
great
but,
deal of hurt could be coming his way. And as a mom with children,
yeah.
you hate to see your children get hurt. So.
But you know what? Just having a talk with you here, Kate, there's always the potential of getting hurt. And if you go through life with that attitude, you'd never be vulnerable or take a chance on anybody.
That's probably true.
You know, and because yeah. I look, I've got a good friend of mine who will not get into a relationship with anyone because of fear. And she will not allow herself to be vulnerable to get into a relationship. And I appreciate it. I'm like, that's fine. But at the same time, if you don't make yourself vulnerable, you can never really love somebody.
Oh, that's intense right there.
That's true,
that.
Though.
Hold on, I teared up. I teared up a little.
Do I need to play the love doo-doo music again?
Don't be afraid to love.
But, you know, time will open you up more, you know? So maybe... You know, he just needs more time to be as vulnerable as Amber is asking of him.
But Kate, you're saying don't go out with her.
I'm saying that, you know, let her see her friend from the past.
Yeah.
And if after that she sits there and says, well, there was nothing there anymore, I'd like to start seeing you again. Fine.
All right.
Start seeing her again. But, you know, I mean, who's to say another friend isn't going to come down the road? I
Ain't that
know.
The
yeah.
truth?
Right.
We don't know how many
yeah.
old loves are going to
right.
connect with
sloppy
her.
Seconds,
and you know
sloppy
how many
thirds.
Marriages have broken up over old loves?
True that.
Yeah.
Kate, I'm glad you called. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
So Craig Barrett, who's a comic, and he wrote the book, He's Just Not That Into You, which got made into a hit movie with Jennifer Aniston and everything. I sat down and talked with him one time about this. When he met his wife, they were kind of in this position. He fell in love with her right away. And she was like, I might still want to date other people. And I think the average reaction from a guy, because we're very competitive, is like, well, screw that. You know, you just go be with those other guys. But he said he told her, look, I know I'm done. I know I've found the one. So I'm still here. But if you need to go out with other people, and that's what you got to do to get it out of your system,
aww.
Go ahead. But he goes, I'm not going to go out with anybody else. I'm just going to be here. And he said she continued to date other people for like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And he was never raising a fuss. He just kind of was like, hey, it's cool. Do what you got to do. And then he said one day she came to him. She goes, I freaking love you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tim and I's story is similar. He asked me out. He said he just wants to see me and nobody else. And I was just like, whoa, let's just go with the flow a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and then he's like, yeah, all right. If that's how you feel, that's fine. That just means that I need to sweep you off your feet. And I was like,
oh,
and
Timmy.
He did.
In his
I know.
Red
see,
shirt.
And in this situation, maybe that's his challenge as
all
well.
Right. Well, it was 3-2, kick to the curb from our listeners.
Ooh.
Chris, how are you voting?
I was going to say kick to the curb, but now that I just said that story, I think it's a challenge for him. So I say keep dating her, but just win her over.
Emily?
I say no. You ask for someone who feels the same way, and I don't think you should continue with her.
Kick to the curb.
I would not say kick to the curb.
Oh, you know what I mean. Ouch. Jeremy?
Date her. Date the pants off her. Keep having fun.
So
you don't
speak.
Know. And woo her, and she will fall in love with you.
Exactly.
10 years ago, I would have said kick to the curb. Today, looking back on all my experiences, I'd say take the Greg Barrett approach and just say, All right.
You're it,
but
baby.
It wouldn't be a bad idea for him to maybe keep his options open.
Sure. Backup mm-hmm. plan, yeah. right?
Well, you know, maybe go out with other people, but do it in a mature way and just say, look, until you're sure, you know, then yeah. I'm just going to continue. I'm going to see you because I really like you a lot, but, you know, I'm going to go out with some other people.
And hopefully Amber doesn't die, too.
God, you are just your mic is off. Your mic is off. You're just being an ass now.
Let's kick Jeremy to the curb.
You're being an ass. So I think there you go. And that makes it 4-4.
Oh, wow. Oh,
David.
David, I'll go out with you. Don't go out with her. We'll double date with gentleman caller.
I don't like for things to end in a tie.
What do we do?
Oh, man.
Want to take one more?
One last call? One last call says it all.
I guess it's just the way we need to do it. So we'll go to the lines right now. Good morning. Hi, who's this? Hello. Going once, going
Nobody.
Twice. Gone. Good morning. Hello.
Hello there.
Hi there. What's your name?
Kelly.
Kelly, you're going to get the tiebreaker.
Oh, great.
So what do you say?
I think he should keep dating her.
Oh,
there you have
Kelly.
It.
Yeah.
Woo her.
Yep.
So what you have to do is he needs to just say, where do you stand? You know, do you want to be exclusive or not? And if she says no, then he just kind of knows how to guard his heart as far as investing in the relationship.
Right.
You know, where I stand, but I'm going to keep my heart kind of guarded just in case. But if you care for someone, you can't just walk away, you know?
And then cry a little.
But if you
just
care for someone,
crying.
Can you really guard your heart?
You have to allow yourself to be vulnerable. There's a lot of lonely people out there because they won't allow themselves. You have to allow yourself to be hurt.
Yeah, and not everyone is in the same spot at the same time. You know, what a bummer to give someone up just because they're not where you are in that moment. You know,
that's
so you
good.
Just
I'm glad you called, Kelly.
Back a little bit.
Thank you for being on the show.
Absolutely.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You guys have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you have it.
Bye.
David, keep dating her.
Ugh. Good luck, buddy.
Be aware of what's going on and... You must check back with us to give us the update.
Please.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.